RadioMD.com. It's your life, your health, it's your show. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, starring Dr. Michael Royson, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. We have a special guest for you. As usual, this is the book hour, and this is Dizzy. That's right, that's the name of the book. Jack Wazen, Dr. Wazen, W-A-Z-E-N, is a ENT surgeon. I think he's an ENT surgeon. The website is earsinus.com, and he's a partner at the Silverstein Institute and the Florida Ear and Sinus Center in Sarasota. So we have a big station in Tampa and another one in Orlando, so you can call Dr. Wazen, W-A-Z-E-N, for personal attention. He's the author of Dizzy, What You Need to Know About Managing and Treating Balance Disorders. Dr. Wazen, thanks for coming on.
Sure, thank you.
By the way, if you ask, you want to ask questions of Dr. Wazen, it is udocs, y-o-u-d-o-c-s @gmail.com, y-o-u-d-o-c-s@gmail.com, and I'll pose them to Dr. Wazen. Dr. Wazen, one of the questions we got in advance when we asked this was how common is vertigo as you get older? Is it more common as you get older? And is there some exercise I can do? This is the question. Is there some exercise I can do to prevent it as I get older?
Vertigo is definitely more common as we get older. But it's important to define our terms. What is vertigo? Because everybody defines it, could define it differently. When we talk about vertigo, we're talking about a specific sensation of spinning that occurs either spontaneously or that is precipitated in certain head movements or body positions. So the most common type of vertigo as we get older is called benign positional vertigo. In that last few seconds when the person either looks up, lies down, put the head down, rolls over in bed, or lies down in bed. So that is the most
common. Why is that more? Why is that more common as we get older?
Well, there are different causes for this type of vertigo, and one of the causes are degenerative changes and aging changes in the crystals that we have in our inner ears that are responsible for our sense of gravity and sense of balance. We all have these crystals that look like microscopic, like powdered sugar that are lying in a gelatinous layer like jello on top of cells called hair cells. When these crystals start degenerating as they age, they lose the ability to stick to each other and they become floaters. As they float in the inner ear fluid, then they float into a part of the inner ear where they do not belong, and they cause that vertigo.
And now, do they always degenerate? Is this just a process of they've been in the fluid so long, they get old, and we don't renew them? Or do they always degenerate, or do they sometimes degenerate? And is there, if you live to 120, will they 100% degenerate?
If we looked at the electron microscopic picture of these crystals, the older crystals don't look as pretty as the younger crystals. So there is a degenerative process that goes on regardless. But they do not always fall off base and become floaters. So there are people who never have positional vertigo, and there are people who have it on a recurrent basis. And we cannot tell, you know, who's going to develop that. There are certain things that make it more happen, such as people who are involved in a lot of physical activity, jumping, running, bouncing, pounding, jogging, aerobics. These tend to maybe promote more of the dislodgement of these crystals than not.
Now, so one of the questions we got was one I put with this is, this person wanted to know, is there an exercise? In other words, he said, I heard that ping pong is a great game to prevent or to help treat vertigo. Is that right? And he said, what other exercise? Is it quick change? Does racquetball help? Should I be playing that?
I think we should all be playing ping pong and racquetball. That's not going to change the incidence of the positional vertigo that I just spoke about. What the question probably meant is talking about disequilibrium or balance difficulty. So there are three types of symptoms that people confuse with each other. One is vertigo, which is the actual spinning sensation. You're on a merry-go-round, you get nauseous, sometimes you vomit, and if it lasts a long time, you will vomit or you may develop diarrhea. That is vertigo. Another type of symptom is called disequilibrium, and that is when the person is having difficulty walking a straight line. They feel like they struggle walking. They feel like they're walking like a drunk. That is not vertigo. That's disequilibrium. And the third symptom, now those people with disequilibrium, if they're sitting down or lying down in bed, they're fine. They have absolutely no symptoms. The symptoms occur when they get up and walk. And the third type of symptom is dizziness. And dizziness is a more ill-defined symptom that people have more difficulty explaining, because some people say, well, I feel lightheaded, or I feel like I'm feeling faint, or I'm feeling giddy, or I'm feeling dizzy in my head. So more ill-defined, because it does not have the spinning component and it does not have the equilibrium component. So these are three things that are caused by different causes that could occur to different people. So the exercise, like ping pong.
Specific exercises that help each of those?
Yeah. So the exercise like playing ping pong or doing Tai Chi or doing yoga or playing the racquetball, as you said, all of these are very good exercises because they stimulate the balance system. They stimulate the visual as well as the inner ear responses, as well as the proprioceptive responses. These are the sensations that come from our feet, from our legs, from our joints, to keep us in balance. Our balance system is based on three main systems that bring in information to the brain. The inner ears send in the information like a radar giving you your position in space and your movement in space. Your eyes, which give you the sensation, the positional sensation because of visual cues, and your feet and legs and ankle joints and hip joints that give you the sensation of movement because of the position of those structures on the ground. So if all of these structures are working well and together, we have perfect balance. If any of these structures have issues, then we're going to lose balance. So exercise is key to maintaining the relationship between all of these organs.
We're talking with Jack Wazen, W-A-Z-E-N, who's written this fabulous book called Dizzy, and he also has five strategies to help you get your balance back, which we'll talk to him and get after the break. We have another question, Jack, that was emailed in, which is, what is Meniere's disease? I was diagnosed with it, and what can be done about it? And we will get to that also when we come back from the break. Five strategies to help you get your balance back. Stay tuned to Jack Wazen, W-A-Z-E-N. The book is called Dizzy, Balance Disorders, Strategies to Help You Get Your Balance Back. You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Hi, How would you like to turn back the clock to a more youthful you without surgery or painful injections in the comfort of your own home? A weekly Purigenix collagen mask and daily serum application will make your face look smoother, lift sagging and loose skin, and restore the promise of youth to skin weakened by aging, sun damage, and acne scarring. This amazing product has been sold only to plastic surgeons and skincare professionals, but Purigenix is offering it to the listeners of Dr. Suzanne Wellness for Life Radio for $300 below the retail price with free overnight shipping. Simply go to drsuzanne.com/collagen to receive this special offer and turn back time to a sexy, younger you. Again, that's drsuzanne.com/collagen.
Each year, millions of people fall for dangerous fad diets and bogus weight loss products. Here's how to separate facts from fad. This is registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins for the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics with your Eating Right Minute. Fad diets give lots of promises and few results. Some are even dangerous. Remember these warning signs. A guarantee of rapid weight loss is a red flag. For long-term success, aim to lose about 1 pound per week. Never follow a diet that bans an entire food group or one that allows you to only eat from one group. Finally, there is no proof that eating specific foods at certain times of the day will help with weight loss. To create an eating plan just for you, see a registered dietitian and visit www.eatright.org. Encouraging you to eat right, I'm registered dietitian Melissa Joy Dobbins with the Academy of Nutrition and Dietetics.
Don't miss a minute. Listen at your leisure, always online and on demand at RadioMD.com. You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen, MD.
And this is Dr. Mike. You are listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show, a show that helps you take control of your genes so you can live longer and healthier. We're talking with Dr. Jack Wazin, who is a physician, an otolaryngologist, which means ear, nose, and throat, and he specializes in ear and balance disorders. He's a partner in the Silverstein Institute and Florida Ear and Sinus Center in Sarasota. You can see him on the web at earsinus.com, earsinus.com. And he is in, as I said, Sarasota, since we've got 50,000 watts in Tampa covering this, and another group in Orlando and something in Miami. So we should have Florida pretty well covered, do have Florida pretty well covered. You can all get to drive over and see Dr. Wazin, who obviously has a great set of information. You've heard it for the first part of this interview. Dr. Wazin, the question came in, what is Meniere's disease? My daughter was diagnosed at, what is it?
Oh, Meniere's disease is a disorder of the inner ear that consists of a group of symptoms. It is primarily recurrent attacks of vertigo, spinning vertigo, that could last from minutes to hours. With nausea, sometimes vomiting, sometimes diarrhea. it also includes fluctuating hearing loss, which means during the attack, the hearing drops in the affected ear and then slowly recovers afterwards. It includes tinnitus, which is a noise, a roaring kind of a noise in the affected ear, and a sensation of fullness and pressure in the ear, as if the ear is under pressure. So all these symptoms come together. They make you very sick, and then they just go away on their own, only to come back at a unpredictable time. It could be weeks, it could be months, it could be years.
So now the questioner said, she could not, my daughter could not walk for about an hour and even have difficulty talking. Is there medicine she could have taken, or if this comes back again, is there medicine she can take?
Yes. The question is the why cannot she why she could not talk? I just want to make sure that the her inability to talk is because she was too ill and too dizzy to be able to talk. I just want to make sure that we're not dealing with a neurological disorder where people could lose the sense of speech as part of a mini stroke or a migraine kind of disorder and so on. Because in pure Meniere disease, you do not lose the ability to speak, but you probably do not want to because you're too ill to converse. So assuming that we're dealing with clear cut Meniere disease, there are medications to decrease and cut the severity of the symptoms. The classical is something called meclizine. It's a type of anti-vertigo pill. The trade name for it is Antivert. Others would include something like Dramamine. Now sometimes we use the Valium, or Ativan. These are all sedating type of medications that cut on the severity of the vertigo. Patients who have a lot of nausea and vomiting may require another means to receive the medication. So we use Compazine or Phenergan suppositories in order to allow them to maintain the medication so that they not vomit them out. Of course, if the patient goes to the to an emergency room, they will be given the medications intravenously.
Great. Now, I should make a comment again that Dr. Wazen, W-A-Z-E-N, author of the book Dizzy, has 5 strategies to help us get our balance back. Number one, he said, is try Tai Chi or yoga. How does that help us?
You know, the more we enhance our visual, inner ear and proprioceptive cues. Again, proprioceptive is the feet, ankle, and hip strategies in balancing ourselves. The more we exercise these systems, the better we control our balance. So the slow movement of Tai Chi and the stretching and the slow movement of yoga is good to enhance this relationship. Balance disorders are not like if you're ill with anything else, you know, you sit down and you lie down and you get better. If you have a balance disorder, if you sit and lie down, you're never going to get better. So if you have a balance problem, you need to get up and practice and get therapy. So the home therapy, such as Tai Chi and yoga, is an easy way to do it. Sometimes patients require more specialized therapy. It's called vestibular rehabilitation therapy, and that's given by physical therapists who specialize in these types of balance exercises. So for your listeners who... Go ahead.
Go ahead, Jack. I'm sorry.
Yeah. For listeners who want to know where to go for that, there is a website for the Vestibular Disorders Association. The Vestibular Disorders Association is based in Oregon. And their website lists people who specialize in this type of therapy in the different states. So you just put in your zip code, and they could guide you as to where to go.
Since we're running out of time, I thought I would go and talk about the other of the five secrets. Number two, take off your shoes. Number three, cope with busy spaces. That is, keep your eyes focused on what's right in front of you and don't let your eyes wander until you need to look at something new. For example, when you're reaching for a product on the shelf. Secret number four, learn your visual weaknesses. And secret number five, change position slowly. If you want to hear more about those, you're going to have to get the book Dizzy, and it's a great book to get. The book is called Dizzy, D-I-Z-Z-Y, by Jack Wazen, W-A-Z-E-N. Get it today. This is a great resource. We'll be right back on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show on Radio MD. Stay well.
Enhanced water as active as you are. Refresh and recharge with Lily of the Desert's Aloe H2O. Each crisp, cool bottle contains over 200 active, health-boosting nutrients from organically grown aloe vera. Aloe H2O is the perfect enhanced water for when you're running on the treadmill, walking the trails, cruising with the top down, or even sitting on your front porch. With only 30 calories and 6 grams of sugar per bottle, you can feel good about staying on track with your health goals. Learn more about Aloe H2O at lilyofthedesert.com.
Can you tell if the surfaces in this kitchen are crawling with bacteria that could cause chronic arthritis? Listen. Can't, can you? You can't see it either. Wash surfaces, utensils, and hands frequently with soapy water while preparing food, especially when handling raw meats or eggs. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick, or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by cleaning with soap and water as you go. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.